Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome to 5 O'Clock Fire.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. It's the 5 O'Clock Fire.
It is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. Luckily for you, oh, Dirty and the Dilf. And, Psycho T is not here today. Big D Santiago is in the building. Chris Santiago is in as Tyler. He's got a little stomach ailment. His little, as he would say, his little tummy is giving him some problems. So he is out today, but Chris Santiago is holding it down. And also, remember, 5 O'Clock Fire is brought to you by Herc Homes. And, Clint, we've talked about the importance of this game tonight, in particular with Verlander, who goes on the bump for the first time this season. He is on the mound, getting off of the IL, and he will pitch tonight for the first time against the Washington Nationals. They got a day off. That's one thing the Astros have played, where they played, I think, 20 games in 21 days, having one day off. They have played a lot of games. They got a much-needed day off. They're in Washington. And here is the lineup with Verlander on the bump. And, Clint, I know you've said it, and I agree with you. There ain't no time for folks having days off. They gotta put the best lineup that they could possibly put out there and let it roll to try to get back in this as they're 6-14, eight games under 500. Clint, Altuve leads off with Alvarez, and now Bregman. This has been a bit of a switch at the end of that Braves series. Bregman in the three spot. Tucker batting fourth. Diaz is catching tonight. Pena at short. McCormick in left field with Jose Abreu at first base and Mauricio Dubon in center. So Abreu is really the only one I said I've thrown in the towel on him, but, I mean, I guess Singleton, whatever. But this is, for the most part, I think what the lineup should look like every day. And at least right now, as you're eight games under 500, you need to get going. This is how it should look every day. What's your thoughts real quick? I don't think we've discussed this, about that little switch there that Joe Espada has done. He has already gone back in 19 days. Or a little bit more than 19 days, where he said all year, no matter what,
yeah,
that Kyle Tucker and Yordan Alvarez will go back-to-back in the lineup. He has moved Alex Bregman to that three spot, and Alex has actually swung the bat better. Your thoughts on that move?
Yeah, look, I mean, the method to the madness is to get Alex Bregman going and sandwiching him, but you can't be in a better spot than between Yordan Alvarez and Kyle Tucker, I wouldn't think. And so he's between, hell, you go further than that. Jose Altuve, Yordan Alvarez is in front of him, then behind him's Kyle Tucker and Yainer Diaz. I mean, that's a hell of a spot to be in right now. So seeing good pitches, getting opportunities, you got to think if the method of the madness is to get Bregman cranking, then let's get it. Because right now, Bregman, he's been better of late, but it's still not. I mean, I'm just tired of hearing about the slow start, Alex Bregman, this, that. I mean, Bregman's got to get rolling. So I'm here for it. We talked about it a little bit when you were gone. I'm a little bit more, I don't know, old school, traditional, whatever. I mean, I like the Altuve, Bregman, Yordan, Kyle Tucker. Like, I like that four. I like those guys up in front of Yordan Alvarez and Kyle Tucker. and having those two guys more in your traditional RBI spots in the lineup, the power spots in the lineup. But I don't. It doesn't bother me enough one way or another to raise hell about, rant and rave about it. But I just like the thought that, hey, this is what we're going to do to get Bregman rolling, and we're going to make that adjustment and ride with it. So I'm good with it.
I'll give Joe a spot, a little credit here for saying, all right, I know right before the season started, I said those two will bet in this spot all year. But, I mean, he pulled the trigger early on making that adjustment. We'll see if this becomes an everyday thing. And I think if Alex Bregman continues to swing the bat anywhere close to the way he has since the move, I think it's something he'll probably continue doing. It worked out that last game. Alex came up with a huge hit. Tucker followed it up with a big hit as well. And it does feel like Tucker and Alvarez are pretty comfortable hitting anywhere. And so it does seem like maybe Bregman, maybe he wasn't in the cleanup spot. Maybe that is it. It was a deal, and to get him in a spot where he's more comfortable, and the three spot is probably where he's hit the most in his career. Hey, you got to do something, right? I mean, you can't just keep rolling and thinking it'll just take care of itself. So I do like him being proactive and trying something.
Yeah, yeah. And look, I know this isn't a popular opinion because it's Altuve, and I know the numbers over a career are unbelievable, but I like somebody that's at least trying to get on base, batting in front of Alvarez as well.
He's trying to come out.
I mean, he's gonna swing at that first pitch. At least we're gonna make him. So I don't, you know, that's just my old school way of thinking is I like my top hitters in that 3-4 hole instead of in the one, you know, or in the 2-3 hole. But again, if it gets Bregman going, and Alvarez gets an additional bat because he's up in the lineup instead, he's at two instead of three, then I can ride with it. I can buy in real easy to that now.
Yeah, it's just more of the Bregman thing because I mean Altuve's got no base. he's damn near hitting 400.
Yeah, so. I mean he's lighting it up, but there's still, I mean, if you look at like Altuve, the way that he approaches at bats. I mean, it's
pro.
I mean, he somehow, like, if you watch him and how wild he is at the plate and how he's swinging at the first pitch and he's coming out of his shoes half the damn time, it's hard to think that he's put up the numbers that he's put up. But he has. It's what makes him so damn good.
Yeah, yeah. So that is the latest there with the Astros as the lineup is out. Verlander, he'll get his first start. By the way, and listen, I don't think you should pay a whole lot of mind to this, but it is out there. His two rehab starts, if you look at the lines, didn't go great. Hopefully he doesn't replicate this up there. But his first start, 3 innings, 6 earned, 7 hits, 65 pitches. And his latest start, 4 innings, 5 earned, 6 runs, 7 hits, 3 Ks, and 1 walk with 77 pitches. So he'll be one to watch. I don't think Joe has come out and said this. Be curious to see what his pitch count is. I'd be surprised if he threw past 90 pitches in this game. You know, the 80 probably range is where they want to go and take this thing slow tonight. But they need a big start. And, you know, if some way go to Verlander and hand it off to, you know, the Martinez and Montero, and then get it to that back end, and they can finish this thing off against a Washington Nationals team that, even though they've got two more wins than the Astros, the Astros are a better baseball team.
Yeah, look, let's just start this series, Ron, with taking a little bit off of our bullpen and maybe giving Seth the damn break. I ain't talking about Seth Payne either. I'm talking, we can give him a break too, but I'm talking about Seth Martinez, and let's get a little run here out of Verlander and then hand it off to your big dogs and see if we can't do it. See if we can't watch a game this year that unfolds, at least from a pitching perspective, the way that we as Astros fans hoped it would.
And how they
when Verlander was healthy and when they planned to go Abreu, Presley and Hader in the 7-8-9. Let's see if we can't see one game that unfolds the way that we hoped it would more often.
Big one. Got the guy on the mound you want. Everybody's rested in the bullpen. You got the lineup probably.
I think I'm near the best lineup. I've got one of those feelings, Ron.
Big night, huh?
I think it's gonna be a big night for Stros.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, play in tonight. I know you like to make a little money. Play in tonight. Are you a gambler, Chris?
Sometimes,
yeah. Yeah, these two have tried to drag me into
Chris,
it.
Chris doesn't seem like a guy that does anything full go.
Yeah.
That's
judgmental, I think.
Well, I mean, Tyler is all gas, no brakes. I mean, that's judgmental as well.
He's got there's two or three things. He's all go.
What do you think that is?
I think his NBA basketball. He's all go.
All right, let's see. What do you got?
He's all go. All right. Playing tonight, and this, I think the name of tonight is injuries. Really, star players injured tonight. The first game, the Bulls in the Heat. The winner of this game is going to get drilled by the Boston Celtics, who's been the best team in basketball. Although I do think Miami has a bit of a boogeyman thing with Boston, but Jimmy Butler is going to be out, so that's an issue. But he is out in this game. I don't know about you, Chris. I still trust Miami. Miami is a 1.5-point favorite at home without Jimmy Butler. And I think that Coach Spo will find a way to plan and put something together, and they'll beat the Bulls. So I would take that. I would take the Miami Heat at 1.5.
Yeah, I'm taking that 1.5. Spo, experience, been there, done that. Jimmy Butler.
And
Miami Heat.
And Jimmy Butler's
no Butler, no problem.
Yeah,
huh?
Jimmy Butler's crap leadership towards Tyler Hero. I think Tyler Hero will bounce back from his 9-for-27 performance.
Not only that, Jaime Jaquez might have a big night.
There you go. He has. He played well. He played well.
UCLA Bruin.
Yes, there you go. Yeah, he played well against Philly. There you go. It felt good. I liked it. So yeah, I will go. This feels like a good parlay to me.
All right, I'm getting good vibes out of Miami. All right, what you got next?
All right, I don't know where you are. Kings Pelicans, and this is another one. There's no Jimmy Butler in the first one, and there is no Zion Williamson, who was going off in that game against the Lakers. He had 40-11. By the way, I think Zion's. Can you believe this? He's got to be annoying. What do you think his season high? 60, 70 games he played. What do you think his season high in rebounds are?
6.
No, it ain't that bad, man. He's averaging about that. 12. I'm just saying. In all those games he's played, 12 is the most.
He's never gone and got more than 12?
This year. That doesn't even make sense for him. Yeah. Like, it's like the most athletic cat on the court all the time. That doesn't make sense. So, but they don't have him tonight. And Brandon Ingram is fighting it. At least he sure was in the last game. And the Kings, I think they have more experience. I think De'Aaron Fox is out there. I think Sabonis is going to be a problem. And Murray has been going off as well, too. Even though the Pelicans went 5-0 against the Kings this year, which is insane. They beat them 5 times. These games weren't incredibly close. I think even though the game is in New Orleans, no Zion, I think they have a chance. And the Pelicans are a 1.5-point favorite in this game.
So who are you going with?
I take the Kings.
I
go to the Kings. Where are you?
The way they came out against the Warriors, man, that just tells me everything, man.
That's the Kings all day here.
Yeah.
That's the Kings right here.
Oh, you like it too?
Yeah. What's they're saying? Light the
beam, baby.
Light the beam, baby.
Yeah. Light the beam, baby. I got. I would parlay.
That don't hit. I've seen it. I think it's pretty cool, but that don't hit.
They do it. They do the countdown too. One, two, three.
Light the beam.
They all say it, and then they light it.
It looks pretty cool.
I've seen it. It looks cool. The verbiage behind the action doesn't do it for me.
You would sit there if you're a Sacramento Kings fan and yell that?
Oh, hell yeah.
You would? Light the beam!
I mean, I would do it because I'm a team guy.
They pull the Mississippi State thing. Cowbells? Oh, strong.
Really?
Oh, yeah. They used to do that at Arco Arena. They brung it back now.
So a little two-team parlay
I would do that, man. I'd feel good about that parlay. thinking about hell. If I had a guy, I'd do it.
Well, I got a guy named Tyler.
Well, I'm good. I'd look at that. With Tyler's guy, he will allow you to parlay that. He'll allow you to. There's no prop bets in that.
Nope. You're all good.
You do that. I'm telling you, that's one to look at.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, you don't got to play the audio. We got time constraints here. But just kind of close things out. The Kings, they blew away the Warriors and ended their season. Steve Kerr, the head coach of the Warriors, he states after the game, and he wasn't alone. Steph Curry kind of had the same sentiments. A lot of value in keeping the Warriors' big three together. That's Steph, Klay, and Draymond. Klay, who doubles as the producer of this show right now, but he also, in the game, went 0 for 10. And Klay has you watch it. Klay's at best to me just been, like, really up and down and just not consistent at all. I mean, he's got some real Jalen Green vibes in terms of his inconsistency. And then Draymond is a headache that I just – like, if the Buffalo Bills look at Stephon Diggs and say – you know what, man, I just think this has run its course. Then the Draymond thing has to be drama that has run its course. And you just don't even know if he's going to be there for you. They would not have been a 10 seed if Draymond didn't miss like 12 games this year. And I'll be honest with you, that doesn't include, I believe he'd been ejected in a couple of games in the first 4 minutes of the game.
Yeah, I remember that one. So, it wasn't even four. I believe it was three.
One of them was three, but I think the Rudy Gobert, that was the first 5 or 6 minutes of a game. Like that? No, you're right. That was the first or second possession when that happened. So this is one thing. Steph's crazy. Like, Steph needs to know when to end it. Because Steph was saying this nonsense too. Like, I can't see myself playing without these two. All right, Steph, you're going to be 37 this time next year. Steph's got to let this go. It's over.
With Steph, like every time I saw Steph this year, which y'all know I'm a casual fan, it wasn't much, but it looked like he just got through squatting 8,000 pounds.
Oh, I'm surprised.
Like, I mean, he looks like I can't do no more.
It looks like, of all of the three, he is clearly the one that is still playing at a really high level. I mean, Draymond maybe for what Draymond does, but it is still stopped. And then when you combine the headache he is, it's not even worth it anymore. But like Steph can still be the best player on a championship team.
For sure.
Even at 36 and going to 37. But not with them jokers around him. And he's got Wiggins, who you don't know how he's feeling, if he's going to play or not, or what kind of family situation that may prevent him from playing. and he's got to deal with Chris Paul's old ass over there as well. I mean, it's they've got to stop. He has got a chance.
You know what Steph needs to go do? Go team up with LeBron.
He needs to embrace the LeBron. There is nobody better in sports who knows when to cut it off. And it don't matter if it's his friend.
Well, he's got to be close
not.
In L.A.
He's looked at AD a couple of times. You just try to find the right person. He'll cut it off with his son. I believe it. Dwayne Wade's his best friend. Hey, man, I got to go.
Time for me to move on.
That Kyrie Irving fellow over there, that looks like that makes a lot more sense. He watched him against Ginobili and was like, I'm out. All right, the draft is coming up next week for the Texans. I don't know if you feel this way. You could chime in and jump in on the text line or those of you on YouTube and Twitch. I've reached the point that there is nothing that the Texans can do on day two of the draft on Friday. There's nothing that they could do to disappoint me or annoy me or make me think negatively at all. Nothing they could do. We'll discuss that next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
I wanted to say this before we got out of here, and I do want to get to, as I said, someone texted and said, what if they draft a quarterback? Listen, I don't think they're going to draft a quarterback on Friday. I just don't. I don't think they're going to draft a quarterback, a punter, or a kicker on Friday. That's why I said I don't think there's anything that they can do that would annoy me or that wouldn't make sense to me that I wouldn't understand. I love this take. The draft makes me feel like I'm a December birthday boy, December birthday baby. Christmas is coming up, but I already pretty much got every present I wanted for my birthday. I like that thought, the offseason for the Texans. I did want to send a shout out to one of our guys, Sean Pendergast. Had a big night last night. I don't know what kind of award that was, sports something award. It seemed like a really big deal. I just can't remember what the award thing is called. But anyway, congratulations to him. 3 others on our team won as well. I'm sure Clint looks like he's searching hard for what the award ceremony is called. But Figgy won one last year as a great producer. And Sean, much deserved. Sports what entertainer of the
Media
year?
Alliance of Houston 2024 Star Award.
That's right, Star Awards. Yeah, that's right.
And Sports Entertainment Specialist Award.
Specialist Award. And Sean Pendergast, who works very, very hard, who does our morning show here, him and Seth Payne, Payne and Pendergast, every morning right here, 6 to 10. He also does pre- and post-game show for the Texans, and our guy Greg, he keeps telling me, texts me all the time, why don't you be like Sean? Sean wins awards, baby. Congratulations to him, man. Well-deserved by him. You work with him as well. Like next year, man, we got to get you on this. Tyler, we got to get you on the producer list.
I'm going to do the best I can, man, to see what happens.
We'll slide you on here. Get you on this sucker, Clint.
I mean, I just want to get invited to one of the tables, man. It's part of this party they had, man.
You don't go to the table until you go. Listen, and I think we got to get you on here. You and Tyler, but Tyler's already won an award here.
He did. What was that?
He did. He won an award here. Congratulations to him. We got to get you on here. That's the plan, is to get you on the ballot next year.
Well, I appreciate it, man.
Got to get you on the ballot here.
I appreciate the thought, man.
Yep, got to get you on the ballot. Someone texted, not very professional, Ron. I'm sorry, I didn't have the name of it. Just looked at it. Just wanted to shout.
Look, I just appreciate you giving a shout out to the teammate, man.
No need to
be critical
like
of
him,
it,
man. Like him. But we got to get you on there. Someone texted in. No, that's just the award from that. That's not an. I don't think that's an award that I would be up for. I don't think that's me.
Did that text really say not that professional?
Yeah.
Just because you didn't have the – oh, my.
Yeah, someone texted in, I don't think y'all getting invited if you don't know the name. Star Wars, it elapsed me. Clint knows it. See, that may be, Clint had it. He's got it. I think we got to get Clint in there. This is just – for me, it's just I don't think this one is me. And that's fine. Okay, but I think Clint, get up there, and I think you'd have a hell of a speech.
Oh, we get speeches.
I think so. It looked like from the video I saw, it looked like a name was called in a walk-up.
Oh, wow. That's interesting. Give me a little tequila in before I get up there?
Oh, no. I want you to, like, go over the top.
You may be blitzed when I get up there.
No. I want you to really act like you're at a this is the Oscars.
Oh, okay.
You get up there, like, have them wait a little bit. Like, hug everybody there, hug Lowe, shake us all up. I make them wait a little bit, and then get up there, put you some glasses on.
Shout out.
And pull out.
I got to get me a sunglass deal, man.
Pull out prepared statement.
Yes, absolutely. I got to get me a sunglass deal.
Before I leave anybody out here, I want to thank.
You know who I saw do it? You know who I saw
pushing?
You know who I saw pushing sunglasses, big head sunglasses? Who? My boy Aaron Gibson, the old lineman out of Wisconsin.
God, he was like 400 pounds.
He's a huge guy. He was going on and on about having the biggest head in the NFL, yada, 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 and it's these glasses. He said, if you got a big head and you want your glasses to fit normal, and I can't remember the name brand of them, I got to go back. I took a picture of it because I ain't seen AG in a minute now. Yeah, give me a pair of those, man.
Get you a pair of those. You and Tyler, Tyler, just make them wait. Really have a and be like, I didn't expect this, but right. I did prepare something. But no, man, real talk. Congratulations to Sean and all our winners out there who won. Eric over there, he won for the pool. And I saw Pam won as well. So congratulations.
Laura won.
Yeah, those are four winners right there. And congratulations to all nominated as well. All right, Clint, as I said this, man, there's nothing to me in the position that the Texans are in because they have, let's just say it, three picks in the second and third round, two in the second and then one in the third. And they've done so much in the offseason to fill a lot of voids. And I think the two positions to me that stand out, well, really there are three. That is, you know, defensive tackle, corner, and then that guard position that nobody really talks about. They got three positions that stand out, but I think they feel like they have an answer at guard, or at least an attempt at an answer at guard. And in D-tackle and corner, Clint, I think it's just, to me, I don't think at those picks that there's going to be somebody that they have to take that we know straight up will start and be better than what they have right there. Like, I don't know a second-round pick is going to be automatically better than C.J. Henderson and Jeff Okuda, who have been in the league for 3 years and were top 10 picks themselves. But I'm just talking about right off the bat to where I'm like, they got to take somebody at those positions. Same at D-tackle. I just, there's not. Receiver, tight end, safety, linebacker, corner, D tackle. There is really nothing that they could do that would annoy me.
Yeah, there's something they can do about that would annoy me. I think those especially the two second round picks. To me, those are your premium picks right there. Those are the ones where you can draft a player and expect him to produce to some degree. I think they got to use those two draft picks on the defensive side of the football. And I think it's corner, linebacker, and defensive tackle.
And you'll be disappointed if they don't use both of them on it.
Yep, I will. I would be disappointed. Look, I've got those, they're not at a spot where guys have to contribute, and they're not at a spot where there's just serious voids anywhere. But when you've got second round picks, it's in your best interest. When you got second round pick and picks and depth issues, I think you got to use those. I think you got to use those picks wisely. I think you get a defensive tackle that at the very least, the day you pick him, he is in the five-man rotation of interior defensive tackles that you'll use throughout the year. And the hope is you develop him as you play, and hopefully he can become a guy that is a mainstay next to Will Anderson. The corner position, I don't know who Jeff Okuda and CJ Henderson are. I hope that they're better than any second-round pick out there, but I would love to have a second-round pick that's at the very least a guy that can rotate through and ultimately challenge those guys, compete with those guys, and be the future opposite Derek Stingley. The linebacker position, I'm concerned big time about the depth. So now you get a guy at the linebacker position – and I'm talking about linebacker. I'm talking about your interior two linebackers. Right now we're looking at Christian Harris and what's the kid they got from Al Shaier, the kid they got from the Titans. Yep. You know, those two guys are clearly your starters, but they can't play every damn down. You need another interior linebacker that's got that similar skill set to plug in right there. You draft a receiver, a tackle. I'd even say a running back, obviously a quarterback. Like those are guys that are we're never going to see them on the field, man. I wouldn't be okay with that. I tell you, on the offensive side of the football, what I would be okay with is that fullback/tight end, that Ben Sinnott kid from Kansas State. That right there, that guy could make this off. That could change. He could change the offense if he's as good as advertised, and he brings something to the table that Dalton Schultz just simply doesn't have. So I could probably live with that. But yeah, Ron, I'm defense all the way on the first two second round picks.
All right, let's hear from you and finish this off. People step in right here. That to me, there is nothing that the Texans can do Friday. With those picks, two in the second round as of now, one in the third, not to mention they got two fourth-round picks as well. There's nothing they can do that frustrates me. I just don't think that they are forced and need to do anything. Where are you staying? Clint's like, it's got to be defense for me. I like that. It could be defense. It could be tight end. It could be whatever. Where are you at? And we'll finish up with looking at what we need to see from your Houston Astros in this 8-game road trip. We'll discuss that coming up next.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
As I said, coming up next Friday, next week's draft week will be a big week. There's just not really a move. There is not a boy. They have to do this right. Last year, man, they gotta get straight up impact dudes. You got the number two pick. They gotta get quarterback. Boy, they gotta be right on it. And Lord knows they were. And we're like, hey, you gotta get other cornerstones. And they went up and did that. Right, years before, you got two first round picks. You got to hit on them, right? You got to get cornerstone. There were things that they flat out had to do. They've done a lot of things in the offseason. Now I do wish they had gone after D tackle a little bit more, or corner a little bit more. But they've done a lot of things to me where I think they've put themselves in a position where, I mean, barring punter, kicker, and quarterback, you know, in the top three rounds. Hell, if they took a quarterback in the fourth that they thought, like, hey, man, we want this guy to be a really good backup, like the kid from Florida State or something like that. I'm fine with that to compete with Davis. But whatever. But especially, you know, those two first-round picks and that third-round pick, with the amount they have, three there, and what they've been able to do, man, Clint, if they said, all right, man, we're going to, and I know these are some that you don't even want to hear anything about. If they said, boy, all right, man, we got a receiver right here on the board. Stop. and I love this kid, and we think this kid could be a difference maker. Nope. And we don't have Diggs signed past this year, and we got to figure out things with Nico, and we don't have Bob Woods, or hopefully he's not on the team, or Noah Brown past this year, but we like this cat. We're gonna roll with him. It's my man text in Marcus Johnson. We don't have a running back two right now. We could have a chance to get the best running back off the board. If they want to do that with one of those top three picks, I'm not mad at it at all. I just don't think that, one, the things that they need, there will be guys there that they have to have so bad. I have no issue if they draft a corner or a defensive tackle. Their two biggest needs, right? But I don't think there is a guy there. There will be a guy there that says, damn it, you can't come off of somebody you really believe could be a great tight end. You can't come off somebody that you really believe could be a guard that takes you to the next level, or a receiver, or a corner, or a linebacker, or a safety. Because I don't know that those guys, especially this year, will ever reach the point of the rotational guys that you have to say, I got to go there. So that's for me where, man, they're in a place, man, I'd probably be down with whatever. I can understand whatever they go with.
I'm going to be annoyed if they don't go corner, linebacker, defensive tackle. I'll expand it to defensive line because I think they could use another defensive end. I'll give you any D-line, linebacker, or corner. That's where I'm at. Absolutely. I agree that they've done a great job building the roster. And as Nick said the other day, they could put if they played a game tomorrow, they could put a starting lineup on both sides of the football and play really good special teams with the guys that they have right now. They're not dependent on the draft this year to put a team on the field that can compete. I agree with that. But we've got to make sure that those premium picks are in spots where it's heavy rotational spots, D-line, linebacker, or it's at a spot where, boy, if you do hit it out of the park, you find a corner opposite Derek Stingley Jr. When you have to pay him, boom, you got another youngster over here coming up. I'm at those three positions right there. And I'm talking about the first two picks, the 2 second round picks. Like that's just where I'm at. It's got to.
So you gonna get
deep.
Up in here Monday when we come back from the draft next week, and if they'd have gone receiver, linebacker, and guard or tight end.
Look, running back, receiver, tackle, center. I'm gonna be, if they use one of them draft picks on those positions, I'm gonna be shocked. I'm gonna be annoyed. I'm gonna have a problem with it. Yes, absolutely.
They're in the rare situation to me in which they have the ability to go for best player available, need, or future, which a lot of teams are. Because one, I hope no one has this. They are not a Super Bowl or bust team. The way that I think the 49ers, the Chiefs, the Ravens are. Maybe the Lions have pushed themselves into that. I don't know. I don't think they're Super Bowl or bust. I don't think they're in that range. And what they have done in the offseason, they set themselves up so much so that they filled a lot of holes and voids, too, of important spots.
Yeah, look, I mean, I'm going to be annoyed as hell if it ain't defense.
Well, I know
it. Now, there's certain things that I can come around on. Like you said, they know how bad the guard situation is. I know from my perspective, it's awful.
I know it would be annoying if you drafted guard in the first round, center in the second round, and guard again.
You draft one of them 2 second round picks, and you take a guard. His ass better be plug and play. I could get excited about a guard. With that third round pick, even though I just said I was talking about the first two second round picks. That third round pick, that Ben Sinnott kid out of Kansas State, I could get excited about him. Yeah. But I can't get excited about a guy like at the wide receiver position. Like, unless somebody gets hurt, dude ain't going to touch the field. I mean, he's not going to be on the field.
I could see a second round receiver being at least the fourth receiver. I could see a second round receiver getting in over Noah Brown.
The hopes are Noah Brown doesn't hardly touch the field. You have to get in 10 personnel, you got to get in 4 wideouts or have somebody hurt.
They might do that a little bit.
I can't do it, Ron. I can't do the wide receiver position.
How many receivers did run through last year?
Other than quarterback, like wide receivers, the next one, and I'm like, hell no. I wouldn't have an issue. I listened to Lock Dog and that damn B Scott talking about it yesterday and today talking about that on my way in. I said, man, what? I'm over here talking to myself in the car. Talking to the radio. Man, what the hell y'all talking about?
I'm with it. Last two texts. I'm with Dirty. Other one is, if I'm the Texans, I get the best talent available. I hear you, Clint, but if I were Caserio, I'd take the best talent available. I wouldn't have a problem if they went that way as long as
I would. Best available? I'm not a best available
that,
guy.
That
anyway.
Michael Penix Jr. at 42, that would be odd. I think that may be one where I pull the, but I don't think they're doing
the
that.
The last 2 years with the Texans, I can get down with best available. Right now, this roster is built too well for, in my opinion, to just be best available. Now, we can talk best available with the exception of about 2 or 3 positions. Cool. But, I mean, best available on defense, cool. I can get down with that.
Yeah, linebacker is one that is the only one where I'm like, ooh, if there was a big time, like one of those guys there, and you passed him up, you know, for a running back, not as much. Not like you. I'm not coming in here fired up. Hell, fire and brimstone like you would.
We got to bring Show back, man. Show would have came in here tearing the building down.
15,000 followers, half and half here. It's on the table. All right, coming up behind us, Texans All Access. I did get about 25 followers since we started.
There you
Texans
go.
All, Texans All Access coming up behind us, so stay tuned for that. Then Area 45 will be live at 7 o'clock. That is the show that Chris is generally on. Jace is jumping in. To fill that void for him. But Sean Bajani and Patrick Creighton got you rolling tonight. And they'll have Astros post-game show. So you may want to stay tuned. Hopefully the fellas are talking about good things. All right, let's go around the horn. Chris, speak up and give us some bass. You need to just give us more volume, not bass. You got enough bass in your voice. They got 8 games, 3 against the Nationals. They're running out Verlander. And now you think about it, since Verlander, Javier and Blanco are going to start these first 3 games. That means they're going to run into a second round probably at the back half of this 8-game road trip.
JV's definitely.
So you're going to get more of your better pitchers than your suspect ones. But they got 8 games, 3 against the Nationals, 2 against the Rockies, and then in between that 3 against the Cubs. 8 games. They are 8 games under 500 right now. What's the record they got to have in this 8-game road trip?
6-2.
I'm with you, Chief.
6-2.
Yes. I'm right there with
this
you,
this baseball
Chief.
Team, right? The one that we watch here. 6-2.
You got 2 games to wrap this road set up. You got 2 games against a team that's one of 3 teams that's worse than you right now, and they're legitimately worse than you. They ain't the Astros that just can't figure things. They are legitimately worse than you in the Colorado Rockies. Hell, one of their damn coaches is getting in trouble for sitting in the damn pilot seat cockpit
that's where they are right now.
That's where they're at right now. Not only can you not win games, but your ass got coaches on the plane.
Who said
acting
let's
silly.
Live? Let's live. Yeah. Put this on IG.
Exactly. Exactly.
It looks like flight is happening.
What is he doing?
Air.
I mean, what are we doing here? I'm not worried about the guy being in the cockpit. Hell, I'm just worried about your ass can't win a game. And you got coaches in the cockpit. You're having fun on a plane. Get the hell out of here.
5-3 here, man.
Yeah, 6-2, Ron.
I'm trying to. I'm looking at this team here, man. I don't know what I'm getting from the back half of the bullpen.
You're being too nice,
I don't know what I'm
man.
Getting from the starters. They got to win this series, though. If they're going to run Verlander, Javier, and Blanco in this 3-game set, they got to win this series. I'm going 5-3. 5-3. Hey, man, you're above 500 on this road trip. You come back, you got the Guardians, who are one of the best teams and hottest teams in baseball right now. And then you got the Mariners. Hey, man, they're 2.5 games behind the A's right now, folks. I just like,
We say that again one more time. How's that sit?
They're 2.5 games behind the A's sit here at the bottom of the AL West. So let's, like, I don't want to put too much. I know 6-2.
Say it again.
2.5.
Two and a half games behind the A's, and we got folks. Somebody to my relax a long season, man. Get the hell out of here.
It is a long season, but they got to start.
You done said it about 3 times. I want to hear it.
Somebody text it's a long talk about season,
eight,
Clint.
8-0 or 7-1 at the very least.
Hey, long
eight
season, no my ass. When you're 2.5 games behind the A's, I don't care if it's the first week. Your ass got problems.
The A's is tough, man. They got to play in Sacramento.
Man, I really want to sweep the Nationals. You got
I hear that.
I really want to sweep. But.
I hear that. I'm just, hey, listen, I'll see what these boys is doing here. I'm trying to get this. Hey, let's calm down. I don't want to get too greedy here. They got to take 2 or 3 at least in this national series. Clint, great job as always. Chris, shout out to you. Great job as well. Tyler, get better. Texans All Access, Area 45. We got you rolling here right here on Sports Radio 610 till 11 o'clock. And we're clear now, baby. You can hear us all the way through, as you heard from Parker Hillis, RPD, earlier today. I'm Ron Hughley. As always, Houston, we love you, baby.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.